There you go. We're recording right now. Anchor app. Hi, Angel.
What's up, Anchor app?
What's up, Anchor app? In today's podcast, we have Angel Rosevere. Our side guest would be Alvin Albe. So talk about your life right now, Angel.
Oh, me? I'm being interviewed now.
What made you successful last month? You sold how many cars last month?
I sold like 25.
25 cars? Wow.
But how many of them didn't get a car?
That's a rock star right there. So how did you go from selling, you know, 4 or 5 cars to 25? What's different? What did you do differently?
I just work my butt off. Don't stop. Just build your pipeline.
Wow, that's definitely keys. Did you change anything from like your mental state, like your attitude?
Continue to have a positive attitude.
So what do you do? Like in the morning, do you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I got this. This is going to be a great day. Wow.
Pretty much every day.
Okay. What else? So like you've been here for how many months now?
I don't even know. How long have we been here? 8 months.
8 months?
It just started to happen for me now.
Okay, 8 months.
Just wow. For me, it's been
so close. I'm sure like there's been so many times where you wanted to just give up and quit.
Every day. But actually the last month, like I just find that just constant follow-up. Just don't let them forget your name. And just constantly follow up and make sure that they know why they should buy from you.
Yeah.
So I found that.
So how do you do that? Do you call them? Do you text them?
Everything. Call, text, email.
Do you sometimes feel maybe annoying. I'm annoying?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You have to.
Wow, I like that. See, that's the shift that happened with you. You just didn't care anymore, but you just wanted to get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we still recording here? Well, what's your motivation?
Hey, how are you?
I really like helping people make the right decision.
Yeah.
And I find with Honda, I become so passionate about Honda, it's easy to sell.
It's easier to sell.
Just by letting them know they're making the right decision.
Okay. And no, what I'm asking is, what's your why? What motivates you?
Obviously money.
Money,
but that's not it.
So that means like every customer that comes in, you see it as, okay, this is money making opportunity.
Well, not just that. I really like helping people and knowing that if I could help them and I can make a difference in their life by helping them choose the right vehicle.
That's it right there. That's the number one key, you know, helping people, right?
And I care, actually. I really care.
Right.
You know,
so what you're saying is there's like a stigma out there, like salespeople, they just want to sell.
Yeah.
But you want to help.
I want to help.
Okay, good, good. What's the goal for this month?
I don't know. I don't want to be too cocky.
You don't want to be too cocky. You're already cocky, so why stop now?
Obviously, I'd like to sell 25 again.
25?
We'll see.
How are you going to get there? What's the steps?
Constant follow-up.
Constant follow-up. All right. I see what you're doing. You're marketing on your Facebook. That's really good, you know, putting your name out there. I like your positive attitude, you know, when you're, you know, sometimes you gotta just toot your own horn, right? Because nobody else is gonna do it for you.
True,
like, it's not bragging. It's just, you know, it's advertising yourself, right?
I actually got, somebody called me because she saw me on Facebook. I have no idea who she
is. There you go.
And she's like, can you help me? So I've been texting with her. I sold the car over the phone just through text.
Just through text?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How can I be like you?
My goal is
What's your favorite? What's your favorite part about the job?
It's just fun. Like I don't know. I love everyone I work with.
Define fun. Be specific. What is it? Is it the test drive?
Just getting to know people and just like helping them make a good decision, right?
Get a picture of a salmon. Oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead. So getting to know people, that's what... Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I get super... I find being really enthusiastic helps, like, get excited with them and, like, just say, I found the perfect car for you. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're making
How do you deal with, like, the customers that are, like, hard-ass, you know? Like, they're mean, they're angry.
They just want price.
Like, you haven't even spoken a word yet, and they're already, like, mad, you know? Well, how do you deal with that?
I've had that a few times, and at that point, I basically just give them what they want. If they just want...
Give them what they want.
The price, just, I'm not going to sit and listen.
I think that's
like, if they just want price and they're not giving you anything, just get them the price, for me. Like,
so you're not trying to create the resistance.
I try and open them up. Like, I try and open them up, but sometimes there's people who just don't want to be opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've had actually one or two like that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know what I do? Actually, you kill them with kindness.
Ooh, I like that.
You have to just be so nice that they don't have an even option.
You should just make a t-shirt already. Kill them with kindness, baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's what I do, yeah.
Wow, good for you.
It's hard for them to be mean to you if you just are super nice.
If you're just super nice, right? Like, they're like mean and you're all smiling and happy for them, right?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that one. Yeah. What do you like to do? What are your hobbies outside of work?
Work.
Oh, so actually, outside of work, you're working.
I'm working. Outside of work, I'm constantly
But
working.
You feel fulfilled with what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Unlike before, you were kind of confused and wasn't sure if this was for you.
Exactly. I was,
wow.
Yeah.
So what are you going to say to people out there that are like stuck? Like, people that are stuck.
Keep going. Don't
give
up.
Keep going.
Keep that positive attitude.
Positive
attitude. And it's going to come soon. Just don't stop. Don't give up. Just keep going.
Just keep going, eh?
And just keep learning every
keep
day.
Keep learning. That's key. That's number one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I say is, like, be a sponge, you know?
Yes, yes.
Always learn from everybody, you know? Like, you never know. Like, it doesn't choose which water it's gonna absorb it, right? Like, it just absorbs every single thing, you know? And that's why, you know, that's what makes people deadly, when every day they're constantly learning and getting better.
Right.
In like a year or 8 months, then they're so much better, right?
That's true.
But the people that get complacent, like, they get like successful, they get comfortable, then they stop learning, then they just decline, right?
Yeah, I'm loving like the constant learning something new every day. I love that. That's what I love about this job too, is because there's so much
to learn.
It's endless.
It's endless.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes you feel good to learn, right?
Exactly. Okay. Unlike other jobs where it's
just
a 9-to-5, mindless
job.
Put this bolt and this piece together, boom, you're done. You do that for 8 hours, take a lunch break. But this is just like...
It's constant problem solving, right?
Wow, I like that. Any last words before we end this? We're going to cut it short. Like,
okay.
We're 8 minutes into it.
Let's hear what you have, some wisdom.
Yes, I do. You know, Angel, I'm so proud of you.
Aww.
You never gave up. It was tough. You were counted out, maybe. Maybe people thought, maybe this isn't for Angel.
Mm.
But now everybody's saying the complete opposite,
aww,
right? You're inspiring everyone, and you inspire me as well.
Aww.
So, great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that's it.
That's your first
video. That's
your first video.
That's
first episode.